Welcome to What Would Rob Do? A Guide to Life's Daily Indignities. I'm your host, Rob Sachs. On today's episode, we're going to talk about wardrobe malfunctions. And no, not the Janet Jackson flash your bosom to America kind. I'm talking more about those inconvenient wardrobe malfunctions like those snares and snags and things popping off your clothes that you just don't want to have happen. And here to discuss how to handle these various predicaments is Glenn O'Brien, better known as the GQ Style Guy. He joins us now from New York. Glenn, welcome.
Oh, hi.
So here's a scenario. You're at work. You've, you know, maybe just bought a new pair of pants. You sit down and rip, you know, you got a rip in your pants. What should you do in that instance? Is this something where you should run out and try to get a needle and thread? Is that the best way to go?
Where did you rip them?
In your crotch, of course.
Oh, in the crotch.
On
okay.
The seam, in the crotch.
Well, I've torn the leg on something sharp in a taxi, and then I've, you know, worn pants that were probably too tight when I was a few pounds heavy and ripped them up the crotch. And, you know, in that case, I've actually gone to parties wearing my jacket wrapped around my waist, you know, like some people would wear a sweater if they were trying to cool off. That's going to look a little odd if you do it all day. You're probably going to have to explain yourself, but, you know, what else are you going to do? Unless there's somebody with a handy needle and thread. And I think that, you know, needle and thread in an office probably should be there right next to the first aid kit and the bottle of Advil.
And basic sewing, it's something I think my mother's tried to teach me over and over again, and I've feigned interest. But what is the basic stitch that will at least get you through till you go home and go to the tailor and get it properly done?
Well, it's nothing fancy. It's just probably what you would do instinctively. It's like basting up a turkey, I guess. You're just doing it temporarily because you're going to want to take it to a professional so it'll look and fit okay. So, just think of it as the turkey that you're trying to keep the stuffing in.
Now, are there certain fabrics that are better resistant? I mean, if you wear linens, are you just asking for it? What types of things are more prone to rip and tear?
Well, it's really usually going to rip on the seam, so it doesn't really matter how tough the fabric is. If you rip the fabric, it's all over for the pants. But if you just rip along the seam, then it just needs to be fixed. But, the tougher fabrics, you know, like most khakis and jeans, are not going to rip.
But one
advice I would offer, you know, to guys who rip their expensive clothing is to learn about the art of reweaving. You know, there are people, it's kind of a dying art, like being a stonemason or a shepherd. But, you know, there are people who can take fabric that's ripped, not on the seam, you know, but actually pierced. And sometimes, you know, you might have a jacket that cost you $1,500 and you don't want to throw it out. So you go to the reweaver and, you know, for like $50, they'll return it to you pretty much good as new using fibers that they salvaged from some invisible part of the garment.
Is this kind of like a New York thing? I mean, will your local tailor or even dry cleaner have reweaving skills?
No, not your dry cleaner. But if you live in Chicago or Cleveland, you can probably find, you know, some senior citizen that still has these skills. Otherwise, you know, mail it to Superior Weaving on Union Square in New York City. Tell them I sent you.
They take mail orders?
Probably, okay. Yeah.
Now, here's something else that happens to me all the time is, I don't know, sometimes when I get dressed in the morning, my pants are a little bit tighter fit than when I get to the office, and then I realize I need a belt, and I don't have a belt. Do you flip your pants over? Man, that doesn't seem really plausible. But what do you do if your pants have loosened up over the course of the day and you're beltless?
I have flipped my waist over when I was walking the dog at 6:45 in the morning, but you should probably make sure you have a belt on just the same way that you would make sure you're fly is fastened when you leave for work in the morning, I think. I mean, that's just sort of common sense.
So even if your pants fit well, you should always be wearing a belt. Is that what you're saying?
If you have loops, it doesn't look good to have them unoccupied.
You want to occupy your loops.
Absolutely.
Now, here's something else that's happened to me. you hit a snag or something and off comes a button. And now, you know, you're showing off your chest hair where you didn't want to be showing off your chest hair. Or now your undershirt is exposed. Again, I guess this goes back to having that needle and thread. But what other solutions are there if you are threadless at the moment?
Well, if there's a dry cleaner on the corner, you could just go over and ask them nicely to sew your button on. A lot of women are very skilled in these areas, and so you could sort of plead for help, you know, a general public plea around the office.
But is there some type of MacGyver-type move? I mean, maybe involving like a paperclip or like a bobby pin, or I don't know. Is there some type of resource that will work as a button in a pinch?
Well, I wouldn't use a paperclip if it were my collar button, because then you might wind up in the hospital. You know, if your shirt button is too tight, don't like go all purple in the face. You know, have the button moved. They can move that button like a quarter of an inch, you know, so you don't have to like go out and buy a new shirt. Same thing with the suit jacket. If it's tugging the center button, they can move that a little bit.
What about the pants button? Because sometimes I'm squeezing in and I'm thinking, if I just suck in just one more bit, I'm going to make it. And then eventually it pops off.
Yeah, you could probably move that button a half an inch.
People move buttons all the time?
Yeah, they do.
Well, that's good advice. Well, thank you so much, Glenn O'Brien, the style guy for GQ magazine and also the author behind the GQ Style Guy blog. Thank you so much.
Thanks. It was my pleasure.
And of course, if you have a fun wardrobe malfunction story or solution you'd like to share, please do so over at the What Would Rob Do Facebook fan page.